Hey guys, how are you going? It is Dean here from Owen Denny Digital, and this is Open Source Growth, our free resource for SaaS product leaders, online brands, e-commerce businesses, and beyond who really want to go about crushing their competition with direct response advertising. All the strategies here disclosed are uniquely ours, and they are totally free for you to go about copying, pasting, and deploying at any given time within your business. And if you go about doing such a thing and have wild success, all we do ask of you is to share the gospel, which we are trying to spread here online on wherever you're listening to this today. It's February 15, 2023, and we're so excited to be back here creating content for all you lovely people. December was wild, obviously, Christmas, New Year's, January, Australian summer. It's been so lovely catching up with family and friends, but after getting back into the work grind, I was talking to my wife, Hannah, and we feel it's time to be back and creating amazing and amazing content for good people like yourself. In December last year, we had the worldwide launch of the world's most viral app in history, which is ChatGPT. Wow. Did it blow your mind as well? What did it do for you? I remember when I opened up ChatGPT for the very first time, I couldn't get on. I thought that, oh, this is all a sham, this doesn't work, I can't get any server time, there's too many people on the thing, yada. But then, as soon as I got access, I'm not sure if you had a very similar experience with the website crashing, but as soon as we got in there and started asking OpenAI thing, I was just like, holy smoke, I feel like my days are numbered as a human. That was the first thing that came to mind. What's interesting, though, is that we were using very similar technology in the agency for a very long time. OpenAI is the back end for many AI copywriting tools, which have been around since 2019. And we've been using Conversion.ai, also known as Jasper.ai, now more recently, since about 2020. And that's really changed the way we go about doing content marketing, developing sales promotions, if we want to go about quickly testing some messaging, etc., etc. The reason why we use AI is because it doesn't completely displace a copywriter, but what it does do, it enables the copywriter to think at a higher level. What's so different with Jasper.ai and ChatGPT is that with ChatGPT, the opportunities are endless. So with ChatGPT, you can ask it to crunch data, develop tables, and do all sorts of crazy stuff. I remember using ChatGPT to develop lesson plans for French classes, as my wife was able to demonstrate. It could develop tables based on products and services which certain companies offer. I had it comparing rates for American Express interest charge cards and credit cards. It was truly phenomenal what it could do. You can write content in a particular tone of voice. You can get it to emulate Donald Trump, Andrew Tate, Oprah Winfrey, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, etc., etc. Whatever it's been trained on, it can literally go about doing all this crazy stuff. And it was so phenomenal. We now have a means of communicating, like you're having a conversation with somebody, to go about creating whatever you want to create. Now, in today's podcast, this is a really simple one. I'm not even shooting any video today because I couldn't quite get my camera to work appropriately. But what I wanted to go through with you is, and this is the question it begged for us, especially, this is going to be one of many podcasts, but let's just get straight to the beginning. Should I let ChatGPT do all my copywriting? I think this is a really excellent question to ask because copywriting can take many forms. Copywriting can take the form of social media updates. It can take the form of sales letters. It can take the form of ads, LinkedIn ads, landing pages, case studies, website copy, etc., etc. And if you asked me 2.5 months ago, I was going to consider cancelling our Jasper.ai subscription, which is about $140 a month in favor of ChatGPT. But after 2 months worth of use of both ChatGPT and Jasper, I believe that both tools are valuable, but you shouldn't be letting ChatGPT write all your copy for you. Otherwise, you're going to be in some pretty deep doggy doos. Now, let me expand upon that. With ChatGPT and Jasper, all of these models are trained on data, and they're only trained on data up until 2019. That's with the GPT-3 release anyway. Now, with the GPT-3 release, that's like the mark one of this stuff. So things aren't 100% perfect. Yes, they're impressive. Yeah, they can do 8 out of 10 content, but they aren't what you need in order to get geometrically disproportionate results. As a hardcore direct response advertising nut, where this all falls down is the inputs and the creativity that's required to create absolute winning promotions. When you go about launching an ad campaign, it's that ability to discern and communicate what's not really being said that's rattling around in the person's mind, and like figuring out what's really going on there. That's what enables direct response advertising to work exceptionally well. It's like the old quote by Breakthrough Advertising's Eugene Schwartz. It's by understanding the desires, which are not often vocalized, and by being able to substantiate the fulfillment of those desires through your product, that's what makes advertising work. And what we are finding is that for established industries, ChatGPT is phenomenal. But if you're a SaaS product and you've got this exceptionally hardcore transformation that you offer your customers or your users, ChatGPT is going to be lost because your value proposition is way too difficult to communicate. With ChatGPT, if you've got an automotive dealership, it's very easy to go about writing some real bangers. And you can go about smashing out these amazing ads left, right, and center. But if you really want a home run promotion, don't expect it to come from a robot just yet. If you want a home run promotion, don't get me wrong, you can write that alongside ChatGPT, but what enables advertising to work is not only being able to command the attention and build the interest and desire, etc., etc., but it's being able to really get to the heart of the human condition. And I think this is where the whole thing's falling down. What's often sitting within ourselves is very rarely communicated and very rarely published online. So if how we're truly feeling isn't getting published effectively online, and whether or not there are any form of moralistic or pseudo-moralistic biases within OpenAI or ChatGPT, you're not really going to get that opportunity to have a home run winner where for every dollar you spend on advertising, you get $10 worth of profit back. And by truly understanding the human condition, by spending time with yourself every day, understanding your feelings and your emotions, and truly and aggressively researching and understanding your market, doing the customer research, the customer interviews, spending time on Reddit and seeing what the hot button topics are with all the latest and up-to-date information. If you've got all of that and you're then able to feed it into a creative big idea, as David Ogilvy would say in his books, Life of an Advertising Man and Ogilvy on Advertising, that's when you can really win. But it's what this is really demonstrating here, this whole ChatGPT, OpenAI, Jasper, Copy.ai, blah-de-blah-de-blah, is that you need to know what makes your customer really tick and then develop a big strategic idea. Now, as soon as you start figuring out, you know, what the big idea is, then you can move to ChatGPT or OpenAI to help you develop the headlines, the hooks, the body copy, the subheadlines, or the how to position the close or the clincher in your ad copy, etc., etc. But if you don't know what's not being communicated inside the mind of your prospect, or if you don't really know what's keeping him up at night, just handing it over to a robot is going to give you some pretty abysmal results, quite frankly. So if you really want to succeed online, if you really want to dominate, you need to get your copywriting locked in and tight. And this is what we see with all our SaaS marketing clients. They just simply do not have, they just don't know how to go about, in a compelling means, develop a really amazing value proposition. Like, how does your product take a person from where they are right now to where they want to go? And how does your life look so much better once you've stuck your credit card into the machine and be like, let's go, I'm signing up for X platform. You can really communicate that effectively. That's great. But again, all this stuff is superfluous unless you really understand your customer. If you really understand your customer, yeah, you can get this stuff to help you and support you, but you cannot replace the person who writes these promotions. See, at Owen Denny, I'll explain how we do things. Like, we have a copywriter, who's my beautiful wife, Hannah. She develops the big marketing ideas, or works with me on the strategy, or with Sam or Kathleen. Like, we all work together on the strategy and the big marketing ideas, and then Hannah co-creates with AI. And that's how we get the best results. OpenAI, ChatGPT, and Jasper.ai, they all work hand in hand to create amazing results together. But it's only if the high-level thinking is done correctly. So if you get the high-level thinking done correctly, if you do all the research, if you really know what's going on inside the mind of your customer, and then you bring it to an advertising promotion, and ensuring that it's all contextually correct, you're going to be good. And it's in line with your strategy, and it's all congruent. Blah, blah, right? So would I replace my copywriter, Hannah, and should I let ChatGPT do all my copywriting? I would say absolutely not. In fact, what we have found in the agency is that you need your copywriter to upskill and learn the higher level stuff. Like, you need your copywriters nowadays to understand the direct response advertising strategy. You need them to understand the brand positioning better, or where they sit within the market and the segmentation, etc. You need to get your copywriters well on board with understanding the products and how to boil down the features and benefits so you can communicate what you do, even if it's cybersecurity, to a 10-year-old with relative ease. Your copywriters need to be more holistic as marketers now, and not just content creators and pumping out blogs. Because if you can get them thinking at that higher level, they can then go about creating these beautiful pieces in a much more compelling way. Yeah, they need to know how to edit better as well. So copy editing, get the Gary Halbert Editing Method Part 3. That's an amazing book. So buy that book if you're listening to this podcast. It'll change the way you do things as a copywriter. And if you're using ChatGPT, being an incredible copy strategist or a copy chief in combination with editing skills and how to structure a sales promotion with great success, that's going to get you all the results you really need. So that's what we are starting to see. So all our copywriters and all our team members are now thinking more strategically rather than from a in the grunt, the mundane, boring, typing out words crap. Another thing that they're doing from a copywriting perspective is that we don't just use ChatGPT. If we have a bespoke request, we use ChatGPT. But if we're writing a, say, an SEO blog post for our own blog, we will use a cross between SEMrush to develop the content outline. We then will use ChatGPT to create particular parts of the blog post, and then we will use Jasper to keep everything angular and in a direction that makes sense, which is high value, which both users who land on our website find exceptionally valuable and that Google loves to read and give to their customers. That's like really important for us. One thing you also need to consider, if you're just using ChatGPT, most of the work that it will pump out is highly plagiarized. So again, if you're providing plagiarized content online, Google's going to be like, that's not unique, you're screwed. And your rankings will plummet. Not only that, the people who are looking up your products and services may have read the content before and they're like, oh man, I'm going to get off this page really quickly. This isn't valuable for me either. So what you really need to do is have a good workflow that works for you, but it all has to come back to first principles. So for us, our workflow is understanding the customer, really getting on top of the product, thinking about the value prop of the product, what's the big marketing idea, then obviously what's the strategy look like from a direct response advertising strategy to make it all congruent. Once all that's done, we then go about coming up with some of the big, like the headlines and all that stuff. We start using ChatGPT to come up with some of the body paragraph and copy and stuff like that. We then take over like that first draft, pump it into Jasper.ai, really make it super angular so it sells and is buttery and slippery and so good. We check out the readability score. Then what we'll do then is check out how it has been plagiarized. Yeah. And then we'll go about massaging that, ensuring that it's SEO friendly, and then slap it on our website or flick it through to our media buyers to launch as a Facebook ad or whatever. But there's a workflow, and the point of the matter is that your copywriters just need to get better at marketing strategy. That's just the truth. It enables your marketing strategists to think at an even higher level. Basically, what AI is doing is it's enabling people to go from doing to thinking. And thinking is now the currency which we're really most interested in. So if you're strategic, if you're able to properly be creative, like real creative, and if you're legitimately authentic with the way you communicate, you're going to be the gold commodity as a copywriter going forward in 2023. Because if any fool believes that they can get ChatGPT to write all the content you need to succeed online straight up, they're going to get clobbered. Most of the content which is created by ChatGPT on its own without editing is autistic. It is just not fun. It sounds wrong. And quite frankly, I'm not a huge fan. It just sounds yuck. And it bores you to tears if you read it. So should I let ChatGPT do all my copywriting? I say absolutely freaking not. Should I keep my copywriter? Yes. Upskill your copywriter. Should I use any other copywriting tools? Absolutely you should. You should be using Jasper.ai. I'm not an affiliate, but I recommend it like crazy. You should be using something like the Hemingway app to reduce your readability score down to a 10 or 11 year old. Or I think grade 4 or grade 5, according to Hemingway. Should I be rethinking the way we deliver content? Yes. Has the bar been dropped to write amazing copy? Absolutely it has. So, does that mean I'm getting rid of the copywriter? Absolutely not. In fact, the copywriter has now been more and more significant. They're more significant than ever before because they need to police everything that goes outside of our organization. More so than ever, not just relying on the strategist. No, the copywriter can now edit more. So your copywriters are now turning into copy editors or copy chiefs. And that's my stance. That's our stance at Owen Denny Digital. When you work with us, you will have a team of elite marketers, the tip of the spear marketers in pursuit of your business goals. Now, this isn't a plug for our agency by all means, but if you're coming to us, not only are you getting great marketing ideas and great strategy, you also have a team that is used to exercising and exploiting the best of technology, the best of psychology, and the best of both paid traffic and organic traffic opportunities, which will enable people to go about scaling their business to wherever they want it to get to. And that's going to be the thing. We're going to be using technology to get you results. And as an agency, it's important that we do such a thing. That means we're going to be using AI to help you get to where you need to go. enables you to test more things faster than ever before, enables you to just crunch data like you've never have before, and enables you to just do so much and discern things and analyze things and make things super simple. In fact, you can get AI to go about turning any complex body of copy and just be like, hey, yo, explain this to a 10-year-old and wham, bam, alashazam. It's simple and easy to understand. Like, that is the future, and copywriters aren't going anywhere. Your job is safe, and if you have anything you want to say or any further questions, just let me know. My email is dean.denny@owendenny.com. I'm here for you, and I'm really keen to hear what you think about what does the future of OpenAI, ChatGPT, and any other artificial intelligence technology have on marketing. This is going to be a hot button topic. We're going to do a whole heap of podcasts on this very soon. So, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope it hasn't been too dysfunctional and too disjointed. I needed to say something on this topic, and it's here, and it's all been said. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you all. And if you got something from this, please share this with your friends, families, or potentially that bad marketer who's likely to get overran by artificial intelligence. So thank you so much. Have an amazing day. God bless. Thank you.